Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. Today we're going to learn the first double in Parsha's Tazria, that's Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk tells us, Vaydabar Shalom Moshe Lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabar El B'nai Yisrael Lemer, speak to B'nai Yisrael saying, Yisha Ki Tazria, when a woman conceives, V'yalda Zocher, she gives birth to a male. V'tama Shebas Yami, she's going to be Tomei for 7 days, Kimei Nidas Devois Atitma, like the days of her menstrual flow, she shall be Tomei. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Yisha Ki Tazria, Rashi explains, why is it this Parsha follows Parsha Shmini? Amrav Simla, he says, Kashim Shi Yitzrasa Shal Adam Acher Kol Behema Chayv Oif Masabracious, just like in the creation of the world, first all the animals were created, afterwards people were created. So too, many discussions and halachas regarding people are being discussed after we discussed many halachas of animals, which were discussed in the previous parsha. Kisazria, the rabbis is included. Even if a woman gave birth to a dissolved child, the loyalenu she miscarried a dissolved child, the mother is still tame, this type of tuma called childbirth tuma, tumas leda. Just like we say that when a woman's in nida, she's tamei. Mitamim tumas leida, she becomes the same type of tuma when she gives birth. Even if her womb opened and there was no blood, she's still tamei. Devisa, what's this expression of devisa? Lashain davar hazav migufa. This expression of something flowing from her body. Lashain achar. A different way of understanding this is lashain madve v'chayli. An expression of illness and unwellness. She'ein isha roi adam. A woman doesn't see blood. Sheloi techla roisha ve'verek ved melea. And her head is not going to hurt and her limbs are not going to be heavy. When a woman sees blood, when she's having her menstrual cycle, her limbs are heavy and her head hurts. Back to Chosh Pasuk Gimel, so she had this baby boy, and on the 8th day, the flesh of his arla shall be circumcised. For 33 days, she shall sit, she shall wait in her blood of purity. She's not allowed to touch anything which is Kaidesh, she can't come to the base of Mikdash. I'm Elois Meitara until she finishes the days of her purity. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Dalid. This means she shall wait, she shall sit. Even if she sees Dam during these 33 days, she's Tahar. The Pasuk says, B'dmei Tahar the first time, Rashi tells us, Loi Mapik Hei, without a Mapik Hei, there is no dot, there's no Dagesh in the Hei. V'hu Shem Davar, this means it's a noun, K'mai Tahar, like the word purity. But the second time it says the word Yimei Tahara, Mapik Hei, it has a Mapik Hei, it's pronounced Yimei Tahara, Yimei Tahar Shela, it is her Yimei Tahar, her days of purity. Loi Siga, she's not allowed to touch Kaidesh, Azhar Lo Eichel, means she's not allowed to eat it, K'mai Shnei Bivamas, like it's taught in Yivamas. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hei, Vim Nekeva Seiladim, she gives birth to a female, V'tama Shivuayim K'nidasa, so then she's tame for 2 weeks, like a Nida. And for 66 days, she's in the state of blood of purity. And when she completes these days of purity for either a son or a daughter, she shall bring a sheep within its first year as an oila, and a young dove or a turtle dove as a chatas. She brings it to the entrance of the Amoy to the Kain, and he shall bring it in front of Hashem and bring about a kapar, an atonement for her, and then she'll be purified from the source of her blood. This is the law of the Yoledes, a woman that gives birth to a male or a female. If she doesn't have any money for a set for a sheep, she can take 2 turtle doves or 2 young doves, one for an oila, one for a chatos, and the kain brings about a kapara for her, and she becomes tahar. Now, Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph tells us, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, now from now we're going to start learning about tsaras. Tsaras is an affliction of the skin. It's very difficult for us to understand this because we don't know what tsaras is nowadays, so we're going to be encountering many terms and many descriptions that we don't really know what they are. That can perhaps present a challenge for us to understand exactly what tsaras is, but we're going to do our best. Adam, a person, kiev arbasari, when he has on the flesh of his skin, se'es or sapachas or beheres, either se'es or sapachas or beheres, v'hayab arbasari le'negat tsaras, and he has his negat tsaras, his affliction of tsaras on his flesh, v'huvel al aron ha'kayin, he shall be brought to aron the kayin, oyal ha'chanim banav ha'kayanim, or to one of his sons, the kayanim. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Beis, se'es or sapachas, shmais negayim him, these are names of afflictions, ulavanu zumizu, one is whiter than the other. Baharas, Chabar Burais, these are different spots. Next, Rashi El Aaron, Gzeres HaKosev, it's a special Gzeres HaKosev, She'ein Tomas Nogayim V'Tarasin El Api Kayin. The only one that could say that a Nega is either Tamir or Tahar is a Kayin. Back to Pasuk Gimel, he has this affliction on his skin, V'ra HaKayin is a Nega, Bara Basar, and the Kayin shall see this Nega on his flesh, V'Seir B'Nega Fach Lavan, if the hair on the Nega turned to white, U'mara Nega Amek Mer Basaroi, and the appearance of the Nega is deeper than the flesh of his skin, then Nega Tsarasu, it's Tsaras, V'ro HaKayin V'Timeh HaOisei, and the Kayin sees it and he's Metame it. However, Rim Baharas Lavana Hiba Arbasar, if this is a white baharas on his flesh, but it's not deeper than the skin, and the hair is not turned into white, so now the kayan has to lock up, he has to sequester this nega for 7 days, which means he takes the person, he puts him in his house, and he says you can't come out for 7 days, because he doesn't know exactly what this nega is, so he has to wait there for 7 days. And the kayan shall see it on the 7th day, meaning on the 7th day of him being quarantined, the kayan has to come back to take a look at this nega. The nega stood, nothing changed. changed. It didn't spread out onto his skin. The kayin has to sequester him away for another 7 days. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the second aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.